Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are in our Read Through the Bible series on Mondays. And we're up to the book of Hosea, which is about God's steadfast covenant love persisting even in spite of his people's spiritual adultery. So if you can think back to 1 and 2 Kings, all that is going on in there, the idolatry and them getting exiled into Babylon, this is a commentary on that whole situation. And we're learning that God demonstrates his justice and his grace. So here are the major characters in the book. You have Hosea, who is a prophet, and his marriage becomes a living illustration of God's covenant love. We also have Gomer. This is Hosea's unfaithful wife representing Israel's spiritual adultery. And then we have Yahweh, the Lord, the faithful covenant husband pursuing his rebellious people. So here's just kind of a brief outline of the book. Hosea marries Gomer as commanded by God. Israel's idolatry is going to be exposed through Hosea's family life. Judgment is announced against covenant unfaithfulness. God's redeeming love promises restoration for his repentant people. This is what we call prophetic literature. So Hosea combines symbolic actions and poetry and covenant lawsuits to expose sin, while at the same time magnifying God's covenant mercy. If we want to wrap the book of Hosea in one verse, it would be this: I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. Hosea chapter 14, verse 4. Here are a couple of tips on reading the book of Hosea. View Hosea's marriage primarily as a picture of God's covenant relationship with his people. And also, notice how God's justice and his love are never in conflict, but they work together in redemption.